This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, in New Delhi today. The centenary celebrations highlight the legacy of RSS, its cultural contributions and its role in the country's unity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the RSS is working for nation building. He said the establishment of RSS as an organization on this great day 100 years ago was not just a coincidence, but it was the resurrection of a tradition which had been continuing for thousands of years.
अपने गठन के बाद से ही राष्ट्रीय स्वयंसेवक संघ विराट उद्देश्य लेकर चला और ये उद्देश्य रहा राष्ट्र निर्माण. इस उद्देश्य की पूर्ति के लिए संघ ने जो रास्ता चुना वो था व्यक्ति निर्माण से राष्ट्र निर्माण, और इस रास्ते पर सतत चलने के लिए जो कार्य पद्धति चुनी वो थी नित्य नियमित चलने वाली शाखा.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also released a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS's contributions to the nation. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal year to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. In August this year, the Reserve Bank of India had projected a 6.5% GDP growth rate for the financial year 2025-26, along with an inflation forecast of 3.1%. Meanwhile, the RBI has kept the interest rates unchanged. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the fourth bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal in Mumbai today. Mr. Malhotra said RBI has decided to keep its repo rate unchanged at 5.5%.
The implementation of several growth-inducing structural reforms, many of which were announced by the Honorable PM on 15th August, including the streamlining of GST, are expected to offset some of the adverse effects of the external headwinds. Taking all these factors into account, real GDP growth for this year is now projected at 6.8%. This is a revision from our earlier forecast of 6.5%.
The RBI governor expressed confidence that GST rate rationalization would lead to a reduction in prices of several items in the CPI basket. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the GST rate rationalisation by the government will have a direct impact on procurements in the defence sector. He termed the rate rationalisation a progressive step, saying that more procurements will become possible with the reduction of GST rates. The minister was addressing Defence Accounts Department Day 2025 in New Delhi today. The minister emphasized on creating an innovative ecosystem in the country to promote research and development-based technologies in the defense sector. He said the accounts department, as the custodian of the defense budget, plays a crucial role in guiding the facilitation of research and development. Mahanavami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Mahanavami, also known as Durga Navami, is celebrated as the ninth and penultimate day of the Navratri festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion in a social media post. Mr. Modi hoped that Navratri would bring good fortune, prosperity and success in everyone's life. The United States government has officially shut down today for the first time in nearly 7 years. The shutdown comes after Republicans and Democrats in the Congress failed to reach an agreement on a spending bill. The death toll due to an earthquake that hit the central Philippines has risen to 69. More than 150 people are injured following a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the coast city of Cebu in the Philippines' central Visayas region last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives and widespread damage caused by the earthquake in the Philippines. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted increase in rainfall with isolated heavy rainfall over northeast India from tomorrow till the 4th of this month. According to the IMD, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places over the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.